Join Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, as we travel south down I-65 to Fair Oaks Farms. We'll be sitting down with Deanne, Rich, and Chris as we discuss the operations of a farm. Fair Oaks Farm is just not about cows, pigs, milk, and cheeses. The farm also has a restaurant. Tune in Friday as we explore what is offered. Call in for a chance to win a gift card from Fair Oaks Farms or Chef Nick's Eatery of Winfield. Call 769-9577. Live from our Maryville studio, it's time for Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Tune in Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, WLPR, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. We're here live in the studio in Maryville. We have some special guests from Fair Oaks Farms down south, right down on I-65 in, from what I found out, Fair Oaks, Indiana. And we want you, the callers, the listeners, to call in, 769-9577. We're giving out some gift cards from Fair Oaks Farms and gift cards from Chef Nick's Eatery. So call in and give us a good question and we'll answer it. You're sitting here on WLPR, that's Lakeshore Public Radio. And again, my name is Nick Leopis, and you're here with Sharon Jackson. And we have the folks from Fair Oaks Farm that took the time out on a busy, kind of dreary day to visit us to talk about the things that are going on down on the farm. And we have with us is Chris and Deanne. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. How you doing?
Good. Deanne, why don't you go ahead and give us your full name and your title?
Sure. I'm Deanne Patina. I'm the Director of Meeting and Event Sales for the Farmhouse Restaurant and Conference Center at Fair Oaks Farms. Super excited to be here.
Thanks for joining us. And how about you, Chris? Give us your full name.
I'm Chris Adams. I'm one half of our co-executive chef team out at Fair Oaks Farms Farmhouse Restaurant.
Thanks for joining us. Again, these people are nice enough to drive, you know, good 45, 50 minutes to come and visit us to tell us a little bit about what goes on down at Fair Oaks Farms. We know Fair Oaks Farms as cows and milk and cheese, and now they have pigs. But they have a little bit more than that. What I found out, they have a restaurant, not just a cafeteria restaurant. They have a very nice upscaled restaurant that Chris helps run. Let's go to Chris. Let's go to Deanne. Deanne, give us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I'm, as I said, the Director of Sales and Meetings and Event Sales for the Farmhouse Conference Center. So we book all of our meetings and weddings. Previous to coming to Fair Oaks, I was the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Radisson Star Plaza until they closed for several years. So I'm happy to have the opportunity down at Fair Oaks to grow that business and all the new adventures that we have going on there.
Now, Chris, you're a local girl, right? You live in the Crown Point area?
I do. I live in Crown Point.
That's good. Yeah. And it's a little bit of a drive, but it seems to be not bother you.
No, it's really not that bad of a drive, actually.
And as I was talking to both of you, Chris also is kind of a local guy, too. Chris, give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I went to Crown Point High School, graduated in 05. Shortly thereafter, moved to Valpo, been in Valpo for a while. Bounced around a few well-known local restaurants. Came onto the Lighthouse about a week after they opened. From there, went out to the casino Ameristar. I was there for a number of years before moving on to a restaurant in Valpo, and then I kind of went back to the casino when we were going to open a new stadium sports bar over at Ameristar. So I was part of the opening team for that, and really that was just an insane adventure. Learned a lot, and then out of the blue one day, unsolicited, the HR team over at Fair Oaks reached out to me with an opportunity to come on board as a sous chef down there about 2 years ago, and haven't looked back.
You know, and what's good about what you did is you were working in an environment that was all around steel mills and smog, and now you work out in nature, don't you? It's got to be a beautiful setting out there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I've never worked anywhere that's this beautiful.
I mean, you're just, you guys are your own town. I mean, that's kind of crazy. We have a caller. We have Beth on the line. Beth?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
You have a question for our guests here?
The question I have is, I heard that you guys are going to start delivering milk to homes. Is that true?
Yeah, we currently have a Fair Oaks Farms fresh delivery program. It is okay. Rolled out not to all the towns in the area, but there's a good portion of Northwest Indiana towns that are on
okay.
there.
Okay, do you know if by chance it is for Crown Point?
I do believe it is available for Crown Point. Don't quote me on it. I'd have to
check. It is. Yeah. It's they deliver to Crown Point. Yep.
Now, okay. How would they be able to, do you know what number they can call or something like that to get maybe deliveries or find out more about it?
So you can go to Farm Fresh Delivery. That's the service. And we deliver anything from our bacon, our fresh produce,
oh, really?
Our cheese, our ice cream, our milk, the Fair Oaks milk, Fairlife milk, yogurt. So you can get just about anything. And all it is a minimum $20 order.
Wow.
It's really affordable.
That's like buying a piece of bubble gum nowadays.
Yeah.
And Troy also runs a lot of promotions. So if you sign on for your first order, he'll kick you that $20 right back, or you'll get free milk or free ice cream or something. He's got deals on there all the time. You can check out their Facebook page. I believe it's Fair Oaks Farms Delivery, Fair Oaks Farms Fresh Delivery.
Farm Fresh Delivery, yeah. And if you just go to the Fair Oaks Facebook page, too, we're always posting his promotions on there and his videos. He does some really fun things.
Wow. What's the farthest you guys deliver to? You said free ice cream, and that just kind of got my attention.
It's not free ice cream, but we deliver ice cream.
You deliver ice cream. You can get a rebate on it for the first order. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly the mileage range. I apologize, but he does go south and north.
Is that something new that you just started the delivery? Or
about a year, I think.
About a year?
Year.
Yeah. Beth, do you get milk delivered to you now?
No.
But you're interested in it, huh?
Right.
You want to go back to like how it was in 1950 and 1960.
Right. Well, in the 70s.
I'm right with you. I miss the days I can put 4 pennies on an envelope and just give it to the mailman and he would just take it for me.
Right.
Good. Well, Beth, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Fair Oaks Farm and to Chef Nick's Eatery. You ever been out to Chef Nick's?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we're over on Randolph, over in Winfield by the Lake of the Four Seasons, and you'll be receiving those in the mail in about a week or so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, folks. 769-9577. 769-9577.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and Mean Chef Nick, 89.1 FM. That's Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here with Chris and Deanne from Fair Oaks Farm. Don't forget to call in. Get a chance to get a gift card. Let me ask you guys, we'll do a little bit of history on Fair Oaks Farm before we dive into the restaurant part. When did Fair Oaks Farm kind of come around?
About 15 years ago. Gary Corbett and Mike McCloskey and Sue McCloskey just had a vision for what was it? It was just Mike's a veterinarian by trade, and Deanne, you want to save me here?
Yeah, so they opened it really for an agriculture education opportunity to educate the public on the agriculture business and on dairy farming, and try to just, you know, let people know the other side of dairy farming and all that it can do for you. And so they opened the Dairy Adventure in 2002, and now we've grown into what a lot of people call us the agriculture of Disney World. So
at first it was just a place to go to just to learn about how milk was produced and how farms are run. And I remember when I went with my kids, they there was like a little place where they had a movie and they explained things. And then from there, they just decided to get bigger.
Yeah, we've just expanded throughout the years. So probably almost 3 years ago now, we opened a pig adventure. You can also go out to the pig farm.
Pig
and see
adventure?
Pig. Mm-hmm.
They fly?
They don't fly.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
And we also have a crop adventure, so you learn about soil and how crops grow. And
so it actually the platform at first was just to be educational. And from there, they seen a need to expand into cows, pigs. And what else do they do out there, except for the restaurant part? You guys grow your own vegetables?
Yeah, we do have a vegetable garden, and then I want to say it's going to open live to the public next August 2019. We'll have a 40-acre orchard with 6,000 apple trees. That's in the works right now. I've got bushels of apples coming to the restaurant every day. We're making apple everything. So,
really?
Yeah.
So what are you growing on the 40 acres? What are you planning on growing?
So the 40 acres is set up for our orchard in between the trees to help with some pollination. We do have blackberry, brambles, and raspberry bushes. We have 8 different varieties of apples. Our Zestars, I think I put some of those in that gift basket over there. Those came in a little early. It's an early bloomer this year. It's a tart apple. We have actually 2 varieties of apples that were engineered down at Purdue. Mm-hmm. That you can't find anywhere else in the country that will be available down on the farm. And we have a quarter acre green gate garden, chef's garden, if you will. The public can tour it. And our gardening team and our farmer, Matt, has done an incredible job over there. He set it up. We grow jalapenos, habaneros, eggplant, squash, cucumbers. What else do we have? We have patty pans, squash over there, all the tomatoes. We have 2 different kinds of heirloom tomatoes. We're growing a San Marzano. Grape tomatoes, cherry tomatoes. We are harvesting some early for our green tomato appetizer that we've been running all summer. And there's some fresh basil over there. We have a lot of edible flowers that we use for our wine dinners and stuff like that. So,
it sounds like a lot more than what you see on the billboards on the highway. All you see on the billboards is a cow going moo. But there's a lot more. We have one of our fellow employees here.
Yeah, four of our Lakeshoreans.
Yeah, and that's Tom Lounges. Tom, how are you doing?
Hey, Nick. I had a question, and that is one of my favorite things when I go to Fair Oaks is the cheese. I am a cheeseaholic.
You should have stayed here in the studio because we have cheese here.
Oh, well, I didn't know. But anyway, my question is all of the cheese that you guys sell made on site, and what is the different processes for the different types of cheese. Obviously, it all starts with fresh milk and dairy, but what's the process for making, say, a cheddar versus an Asiago or something like that? And is there a different time frame?
So, on site, the only dairy products that we produce are yogurt as well as our ice creams. We do truck our milk up to Coopersville, Michigan, and that is where the majority of our cheese is made. In addition to, I think there's a plant in Wisconsin that manufactures most of our cheese as well. I am not educated enough on the cheese making processes, so I apologize. I can't answer the latter part of your question there.
Okay. It's one of the highlights when I do get out that way is to go in there and sample your cheeses, because I just think your cheeses are phenomenal. They taste so much fresher. And what's the turnaround with that as far as when you ship the milk to the other location where it's made and then getting it back?
What do you mean the turnaround on there?
Well, from the time you ship the milk out and from when it's made to when it gets back to Faro.
Oh, as far as the milk that we put in our half gallons, it's a fairly quick turnaround. That milk, when it comes out of the cows, is actually chilled down to 41 degrees or lower almost within a matter of 3 minutes of coming out of the cow, and then it never really reaches that high temperature again except for quick pasteurization. Turnaround on all the cheese products and stuff, because of the ultra filtration process that was engineered and kind of developed by Fair Oaks Farms, and it's kind of used some other companies around the world now, they actually allows us to elongate the shelf life on a lot of our products. If you go to your grocery store, wherever you pick up your Fair Oaks milks or Fairlife milk, just to go ahead and take a look at that expiration date, and you're going to see that all the normal milk you're going to see, not to name any brands, but just the regular gallons, you're going to see a week, week and a half, 2 week expiration date. Go ahead and take a look at the data that you're going to find on the Fairlife or the Fair Oaks brand milks, and you're going to see they're 2 to 3 months out.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, Tom, they brought in some cheeses here that you just missed out on. And Chef Chris, tell us what the three cheeses were that you brought in.
Yeah, so we brought a smoked sweet Swiss,
which was good.
Our four-year cheddar, which is one of my favorites.
And yummy, yummy.
Price point on that is great. You really get into some of the nuttier essences of the cheddar family. And then we also have a butter case.
What was the last one?
Butter case.
I don't think I've ever tried it. What kind of flavoring is that? Is that more of a white cheese?
Yeah, it's a white cheese. It comes in a wheel. It's kind of mild, slight nutty flavor. Just really good. It melts well. It's got just a little bit of a bite to it. It's an all-around favorite.
Wow, I definitely got to step out and try that. That's one I've never tried before. So, well, thank you for all you guys do. You've brought a lot to the area out here, and it's always a pleasure to stop by and sample your wares.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
You know, one thing I really enjoyed, too, was your milkshakes. I loved milkshakes. I had a chocolate milkshake at Fair Oaks Farms. It was one of the best I've ever had.
Well, thank you very much.
So how many acres does the whole farm sit on?
33,000 acres.
What?
It is the largest privately owned property east of the Mississippi.
Wow. And I remember when I went there, there's a buffer zone, isn't there? Between like an environmental buffer zone, so some of the...
Yeah. So we retain 20% of our 33,000 acres as nature lands and stuff like that, so we don't grow crops on there, or we grow wildflowers to help encourage the bee populations and stuff like that. And then we also have a watershed line where we don't plant any crops to allow any kind of runoff anywhere near within so many feet of any kind of natural drainage or any kind of stream or river that runs through all our properties.
So Chris, Deanne, how many cows do you have on there, that property? Do you know how the number of cows?
We have 35,000 cows.
35. You know, when I went there, I only seen like about, 24 on that cow go round or the the moo go round. What is it called? I forgot what they call it, the moo go round or the
moo choo train? Yeah. I don't know.
No, well, they take the cows and they put it on this big merry go round and they plug them up.
Yeah, the carousel.
The carousel.
The carousel. And you plug them up and get the milk out of them. Yeah. And is it true you pretty much a calf is born every day?
Oh, yeah. Lots of calves are born every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys breed them there?
Like, we do.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you ever have to go out and buy cows or you just, they're birthed so much that you're just set, like growing your own seeds?
That is something I can't answer.
I mean, you got 35,000 cows. I would think you would. How about pigs? How many pigs you got out there?
Ooh. We have 9,000 pigs.
9,000 pigs. Is that another thing that you have to bring in more, or there's enough born that
I think so. You can see a baby pig being born if you go out to the pig adventure.
Now, they're totally separated, aren't they? Because I never seen the pig adventure. I was down there for the cows. Mm-hmm. And
I've been there. I've seen one being born.
Yeah, you can take really a bus cool. out to the pig farm, too, and see pigs in all stages.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this about cows. Now, there's beef. Is that, what do we consume? Is it just, I know cow is different than beef. Is there a difference?
There is a difference in different breeds. So okay. You want to consume something like an Angus or a Jersey cow, Gelby, stuff like that. So all our dairy cows on the farm, they're majority Holstein. It's not something that typically you would consume, or you would go to the grocery store, your butcher, and find.
Because I've had like a cow tenderloin, it's totally different than a beef tenderloin. I mean, they're like different looks, kind of a different flavor too. Now, do you do processing with the cows? I mean, for your restaurants, I mean, to get your ground beef or your steaks or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually have a meat program that is proprietary to us here on the farm. We breed Angus steers. We cross them with Jersey cows and Gelby cows, and we have them. They're not located on our 33,000 acres. We do have some farms in Michigan, Illinois, and in the general area. And those cows are the cows that end up back at the restaurant in our ground beef. All the ground beef that we serve for our chili, for our hamburgers and all that stuff that is all from our beef program.
Same thing goes with the pork?
Yeah, all the pork is from our pig adventure as a whole. There's a number of different pig farms, not just the one that you can tour, but all that pork makes its way into the local Indiana economy. Actually, Indiana Kitchens processes a lot. Monon Meats down in Fishers, they receive a lot of our hogs as well. And then we place orders every week. We got to get deliveries 2 days a week for our pork and 1 day a week for our cows.
Now, you do anything with chickens?
Not yet. It is in the works.
Because I know down in that area, they have some large chicken farms. So I was just wondering if you were getting good to do anything with chicken. Now, you guys, pretty much your energy is, you guys do your own energy. I mean, you have your own, make your own, explain how you do that. You're kind of self-sufficient when it comes with energy power, right?
Yeah. So we our motto is we're powered by poo. You know.
Okay. I didn't want to quite say that, but
poo power.
Poo yeah. power.
So you have 9,000.
And that's not Winnie the Pooh. I mean, talking the other poo.
Yeah. So we have 9,000 pigs and 35,000 cows, and they produce a lot of waste. Uh-huh. You know, and which is just amazing that someone could look at that and see, you know, what instead of saying what can we do with this, how can we dispose of it, they look at it and see how can we make this work for us? Mm-hmm. And through just various patents and processes and some of the stuff I know and some of it, you know, it's just really hard to maintain. They strip a lot. They strip a lot of chemicals out of the manure. They end up harvesting phosphorus out of it and like nitrogen through different processes. They turn it a large amount of that into CNG, clean natural gas, which is what powers our entire fleet of trucks that delivers all of our milk around the country.
Oh, wow. So anytime that's what, hydrogen gas, right? Is that what same thing or no?
Natural gas.
Natural gas. Okay.
And so through various partnerships that we have with different entities across the country, as we continue to grow this technology, we could put a new CNG gas station effectively a little further away. And so it allows us to just really reach all the way down into Georgia and Florida with these trucks.
So you guys are pretty truly green.
Yeah. And one of the newer things, I learned about it last year. It's been there for a while, but as a end result of this process, you get a non-potable water supply that comes out of this these digesters. And they found out that non-potable water is a perfect environment to grow duckweed on, which is a seaweed variety that has about 19 times more protein than a soybean. Mm-hmm. So on that pond of water now, they grow this duckweed that they harvest and then dry out, and then they mix into the total mixed rations for our herd, so we don't have to supplement soy as much, so much soybean stuff, and you can get more protein in there into the animals' diets.
So are you guys totally off the grid? Power grid?
No, I mean, our carbon footprint. Our carbon footprint is severely reduced.
Do you guys sell back or no?
That's above me.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking that would be like a business venture you guys could do. You could sell power in the future if you wanted to.
I think
sounds pretty cool.
You know, power companies don't enjoy buying power, so they're into the selling game. So,
folks, this is Chef Nick and Sharon Jackson. We're here on Let's Eat 89.1 FM. Call in. We have the folks from Fair Oaks Farms here. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And Deanne says that she's got a $20 gift card for the next person that calls in and asks a good question. We also got gift cards from Chef Nick's Eatery. Let's go on to over to the restaurant side, which is your forte, right, Chris?
Yes.
And Deanne, you're involved with that.
I am. I work with the sales team that sells the conference space that we have attached to the farmhouse restaurant.
And as I was speaking with you guys kind of enlightened me. I was really, really surprised that I thought there was just the one cafeteria. You know what I mean? And what is offered in the, say, the old-fashioned cafeteria? Is that where you can see people producing and things like that? What's offered in the cafeteria side?
So in the...
Maybe it's not called a cafeteria.
It's the cafe.
I knew there was going to be something. Okay, let me redo that. Deanne, what's offered in the cafe?
So in the cafe, we have grilled cheese sandwiches.
Which I hear
great.
The best.
Yeah. All quesadillas, anything with cheese in the cafe. We also serve breakfast in the cafe in addition to lunch. And that is also where you can buy all of our cheeses. You can free sample all of our cheeses. We also have a chocolate line that we sell in the cafe. Our ice cream, our shakes, and that's where you can see the our yogurt being produced.
You know, I went there and I had ice cream, and I would say your ice cream is more like a gelato. It's really thick, it's rich, it's got a lot of cream to it, and doesn't have a lot of air to it. I felt like it was a very high quality. Do you sell a lot of the ice cream?
Oh, yes. So, yeah. We recently started offering milkshakes in the restaurant as well, and they've just been flying out of there. Usually the only place you could get milkshakes was either at the Dairy Contestant, which is also our gas station.
The Dairy Contestant.
Our marketing team is phenomenal.
Are these the names you came up with, Deanne?
No, not me.
Not you. No. Now, do you make the ice cream?
I like using those names.
So. I do, too. I think that's cool. is all the ice cream made there? I mean, on premise?
Yeah, it is. Not by us in the restaurant.
No.
We have a plant production team that takes care of all that stuff for us.
Now, do they ship out to the grocery stores, ice cream?
You know, I don't know where exactly they have contracts out there. I know that you can – there are a lot of restaurants. We do a lot of wholesale to restaurants and stuff like that. There's a lot of local restaurants that use exclusively Fair Oaks products as far as the cheeses and the ice creams are concerned. I don't know that they do offer ice cream for sale in grocery stores.
Hmm. Now, all the, say – how many different varieties do you have, you think?
We have, five different flavors?
Five
or six.
Yes. And you probably have a strawberry?
Yes.
You grow your own strawberries for it?
No, we do not.
Okay. So how about anything I like? What other flavors do you have? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry?
Butter pecan, mint chocolate chip.
Cookies and cream.
And cream. And you know what? And Matt Morris, I like saying that. Matt Morris is on the line, and he has a question for you guys. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, really, really good. We got some pork over here, pork belly that was really tasty. They got their own summer sausage, some apples and things like that we're going to talk about. But we want to know what you want to talk about.
Well, I just had a question I was wondering if they offer any tours at Fair Oaks Farm.
We do tours. We do tours of our dairy adventure, our pig adventure, and we have a crop adventure that you can tour all of them.
Because I was hearing that it was really kind of a Willy Wonka-esque kind of a tour situation over there.
And what do you mean by Willy Wonka-esque?
Well, you had to get a golden ticket, and there's a guy that falls, and then people start getting killed off one by one.
No one blew up like a big blueberry, did they?
No,
we haven't had that problem.
We got a ropes course. You can get pretty high in the sky over there, but...
Matt, have you ever been down to Fair Oaks Farms?
I haven't made it down there yet, but I'm quite a distance away. I work a lot. I don't get to venture out. I've got a tight leash.
Yeah, was it because of the wife or because of the job?
You know, it's hard to tell which one is more.
What's pulling harder?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Chris lives out in Valparaiso. And,
is that right?
Yeah. So how far is it from Valpo, you think, Chris?
It's about an hour 10. Well, school started this week, so let me tell you, coming through Couts, it is like an hour and 25.
How many miles is that? I'm curious.
Ooh, you know.
Well, maybe Chris and I should get together for a drink sometime.
Well, Matt, you've never been down there, so what Deanne did was Deanne gave me a gift card, and I'm going to send it out to you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
And it gives you an opportunity to travel down I-65 to Fair Oaks, Indiana, and go and try some ice cream and some good grilled cheese. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Matt.
Thanks,
Matt. Thank you for having me.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. We're having fun here with Fair Oaks Farms. We're talking about cows, pigs, milk, cheese. And now we're going to talk about the restaurants and not just about the cafe. Mm-hmm. Let me say a little bit different. Cafe. We're talking about you have another restaurant, right? It's more upscaled. I'm not sure, but I've never seen it. So tell us a little bit about it, Chris.
Yeah, that would be the Farmhouse Restaurant.
Okay.
We are 4 years old. Next year will be our fifth year in operation. It's a huge open area space. We have banquet facility as well. You want to speak on some of that, Deanne?
Yeah, we have attached to the farmhouse. We have a nice ballroom. We hold weddings, meetings, corporate outings, picnics. We can do whatever, and it's all catered by the Farmhouse Restaurant. So amazing food, great service.
Now, kind of give us a feel when if you're walking up to the Farmhouse Restaurant, what's the atmosphere? What are we going to be looking at?
You know, it's pretty relaxed. You don't have to dress up to come out and enjoy some good food. There are no walls in the majority of the restaurant, and the kitchen is encased in glass. So as part of our motto is about the farm, we're all about transparency and really educating you on where your food comes from. And they carry that mantra in when they design the restaurant. So big glass wall, it separates the bar from the main dining room. The main dining room is huge and open, huge ceilings. I don't even know how high they are, maybe 60 feet.
Wow.
And then a large glass wall where you can see the entirety of the kitchen. You know.
How many people you sit?
267.
Wow.
Give or take a few.
So is there reservations needed?
Not needed, but during some of our peak times, it is recommended.
It is. So give us a taste of what your menu's like.
So we call ourselves that we have American farm cuisine. We have some meatloaf on there, different kinds of...
It's not just meatloaf, Chris.
Yeah,
it's bacon-wrapped meatloaf.
It's bacon-wrapped.
It's bacon-wrapped meatloaf.
That's not just meatloaf, Chris. It's bacon-wrapped meatloaf.
It is a mainstay on our menu, and all the meat in that bacon-wrapped meatloaf is sourced from our own farm. So a lot of burgers. Our burgers are just out of this world, like we talked about, the grinds that we use. Do a lot of steaks and chops, you know, in addition to the ground beef that we bring in through our program. We also bring in... some different sides of beef. We bring in 8-bone rib sections that will be hand French down 44-ounce cowboy ribeyes that you can get. They're dry aged off-site, and it is probably one of the most incredible steaks I've had. I grew up in the early parts of my career, a lot of steakhouses and stuff like that, and the meat that we serve there is just out of this world.
Now, what would you consider your signature item there?
That would be probably the bacon sampler for appetizers. Entrees, a lot of our burgers are really signature. We sell thousands of burgers every week. It's really incredible how many we go through. And our pork has just taken off since the opening of our pig adventure and since some of our guests started becoming a little more interested in, you know, where that food came from and exactly, you know, what the pigs are eating and how you can translate some of that stuff into the taste of the actual pork.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Talk to Deanne. Talk to Chris from Fair Oaks Farms. Get a chance to get a gift card. You do pulled pork?
Yes, we do.
Now, do you have a smoker or you just roast it?
We don't have a smoker. We did have a smokehouse a few years ago that burnt down tragically one night.
How did that happen?
You know what? Nobody really knows to this day. It kind of just caught fire, and then that was it. But it was an amazing facility. We did some different cured meats over there, and we actually had a little window you could come up and just order from too. It was really, really crazy, you know. And then you own a restaurant as well. I can imagine that you are attuned to the labor shortages and the struggles that we have. So it's hard enough to staff a restaurant for operations, let alone, you know, continue to expand in some areas. We want to continue to make sure that we offer our guests a unique experience that they cannot get anywhere else, and do that as a step one before we start to branch out and take on other tasks.
Now, you have any, like, do you do seasonal menu items? Do you switch it up for the seasons?
Yeah, Chef Jorge and myself, since taking over operations a few months back, we rolled out a new menu. We have been getting a lot more seasonal, especially with the summertime. Most of the produce, if not most of it, has been grown in our gardens outside of some you know, one-offs like lettuces and stuff like that. We do have some great seasonal offerings down there, and we're already kind of brainstorming about some of the stuff that's working and not working and what we want to change come fall time. Because
I would think with your orchards or your garden, that's going to change things in how you do seasonal things too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that fairly new? I know we were talking about. Is that fairly new with the orchards?
So the orchard got planted 2 years ago, if not three.
Yeah.
And three. Then started producing apples last year. The trees weren't, you know, big enough to really do anything, but you can imagine the apples that we have.
Yeah.
Know, we'll sell them back into the cider market until that, you know, we open to the public. There's different regulations on what we're allowed to. allowed to do, you know, with some of that stuff. But since the Zestars have started coming in early, we have just been flooded with apples. You know, we're doing apple crisps, apple cobblers.
Any donuts?
Not yet, no. We do have a bakery. It's a small two-man operation in the building right across from us, and we have just tasked them, hey, you guys are going to get so many apples, you're going to be drowning over here. And they've been just turning out recipes. I've tasted two or three different apple dishes this morning, actually, from our head baker. Mm-hmm. They were great. And it's going to be nice because each one of these different varieties of apples has a different flavor profile, and they are all designed to start coming to fruition in different parts of the season. So it'll be really nice to kind of see the transition there and see what we can do.
So, Deanne, when you're really, really hungry, what's your go-to?
Oh, man, there are so many great things on that menu. I say all the time I barely ate meat till I started working there, and now I can't get enough of it. But I love the pork tenderloin sandwich. It's got to be one of my favorites.
And how's that preparing?
So we take the pork loins from our hogs. We break them down to about 6 to 7 ounces, depending on the shape of that. We'll pound it out a little bit and roll it through a tenderizer, and then we will go ahead and bread it. We have a secret breading recipe where we use some different spices in there in our egg wash, and then which is a fine breadcrumb. And this is Indiana, so you know it's gotta be as big as your head, you know,
or a hubcap.
Yeah, and then we serve it on a nice brioche bun, a little lettuce, tomato, and some caramelized onion. Real simple.
That sounds good. And Chris, what's your go-to?
You know what? I can't lie. The fried chicken. I when I got hired there, everyone's like, "Oh, our fried chicken this and our fried chicken that," and I'm like, "Okay, you know." Fried chicken can be good, you know, but how good can it really be? And, man, this fried chicken is good. The moment it comes out of the fryer, it's good. 10 minutes later, it's good. If you take it home and forget about it on your counter, it's out of this world. We brine our chicken.
You don't buy it in?
No. We bring in 8-cut chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm going through it's about 20, 25 cases a week right now.
That's a lot.
Peak in the summer. And we'll brine it overnight. Just a quick 12 to 18 hours, mm-hmm. and then we'll take it up, bread it, put it in the cooler, let that breading kind of gum up and get really nice and gummy, and then we use some pressure fryers, and we fry it up, serve with a little coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and chicken gravy, and it is incredible.
Folks, you want to try that fried chicken, give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Deanne's got gift cards from Fair Oaks Farms. They're $20. And I have a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. Give us a call and get a chance to get a gift card.
I was curious if if they have any plans to replace the smokehouse, you think?
We've talked about it. You know, kind of as I stated earlier, we just kind of want to make sure that we continue to focus on areas that we can't step away from. We want to make sure that we're providing that great guest service. And before we try and take on other tasks and stretch ourselves too thin and, mm-hmm. you know, start to lose focuses on some areas.
Yeah, because the smokehouse, I mean, you figure you do a pork butt. It could be 12, 16 hours. It depends what it is. You know, myself, we do pork butts too. Mm-hmm. But we roast them for about 11 hours in our oven,
yeah.
covered. And then we just pull them out and pull them.
Yeah, we'll do ours overnight. We're actually... with the addition of our new hotel, we have some new state-of-the-art equipment that will be coming into the kitchen. This is going to greatly expand our capabilities and what we can offer our guests.
Before we get to the hotel, tell us about some of the desserts you offer in your restaurant.
All right. So as I stated, we have that our new apple crisp, which is just out of this world. We're doing milkshakes now. So we have four different flavored milkshakes, butter pecan, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. We also have...
You guys do your own yogurt?
We don't serve the yogurt really in the restaurant unless mm-hmm. we put it on special. It is on our banquet menus and stuff like that. It's a really good product. It's Greek yogurt and the flavor. My strawberry is my favorite. I don't know.
Oh, I love the honey vanilla.
That's what my dad likes.
That's really so good.
And he's Greek, so he likes that honey vanilla. He does. When he gets yogurt, he just throws honey all over mm-hmm. it and just eats it. You guys do any like creme brulee or anything like that?
Yeah, so we rotate. We'll do different dessert specials every week. We'll do a brulee cheesecake. We do creme brulee sometimes. You know, coming up here with fall right around the corner, I'm sure we'll be diving into pumpkin this and pumpkin that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a really nice mayonnaise chocolate cake for a couple weeks there. In the peak of our zucchini season, we were getting so much zucchini. Fun fact, when it rains, Farmer Matt had told me that in ideal weather, zucchini will grow 1.5 to 2 inches an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you can watch it grow.
Literally, you can watch. You can, if it's quiet, you can go out there and you can hear it creak.
Squeaks,
you know. And wow. we actually... We had our baker. He did a zucchini bread pudding, which was crazy good. It was awesome. Served that with a little ice cream, nice and warm. In the
you guys doing your own pumpkins out there? You grow pumpkins?
No,
that's a hard one. I felt like it was hard.
It's not on the itinerary as of yet.
So Deanne, let's get to something that really surprised me. Is you guys? I think it's needed out there too. You guys are opening up a hotel.
We are. We're opening up the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott in January. It's going to be. It's near the restaurant as far as the look, so it's going to look like a big barn. We've got silo suites, and so it'll be attached to the farmhouse restaurant, conference center. The walkway will come right into the banquet center that we have now, and it's going to be a great addition for families and corporate visitors and just people to spend some more time there.
Now, how many rooms are you going to be?
It has 99 rooms.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How many levels?
Four floors.
Mm-hmm. Swimming pool.
Nice outdoor patio. 2,200 square foot patio.
It's the largest swimming pool in a Marriott in the country, isn't it?
Is it? Maybe.
It's going to be a Marriott?
It is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. So, yeah, a lot of opportunity there for us to have extra events with the hotel being able to spend the night.
You guys will probably be able to do some proms. I can see that in that area because I don't think
we like
there's
the weddings.
I don't. You know what? I don't see. Like I said, I don't know where you would stay out there for a hotel room. Off of you have to probably go all the way into Lafayette. Maybe I don't think there's much out there. I think that'd be a great addition.
Yeah, we're really excited
and Chris,
about it.
Chris, you're going to be. I used to work for the Ramada. I used to be this chef for the Ramada down in Altamont Springs, Florida. I did that for a couple years and. You guys going to have the room service?
Nothing's been finalized yet as of that, but I would imagine that we're going
to... You know what you need to do is connect the casino to it.
When did you say it was going to
open?
Well,
we never stop growing, so who knows?
When is it going to open?
Excuse January.
Me. Oh, January. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
Yeah, we already have several things on the books for after we open. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is it going to have convention space too, you think?
Just attached to the space we already have currently.
Nice.
The hotel doesn't have any space.
So do you guys sponsor any kind of like events? Do you do events on the property like, something, like a cow fair?
We do. We have a Cowtoberfest.
There, that's what I wanted
See,
to hear.
That's what you wanted.
Okay, and what is
a Dogapalooza? We have a Fair in the Air, which is a kite competition.
Oh, really?
The Cowtoberfest is in the fall, and it's pumpkin carving. We bring in some of the guys that carve pumpkins on the Food Network, and they carve, and we have all kinds of fun stuff: vendors, food.
Now, at the restaurant, what are your hours of operation?
So we are open. Sunday through Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. till 8 p.m., and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 9 p.m.
And that's year-round?
Yes.
Year-round. And, wow, I've lost my
train of thought. I was actually curious about, you said you graduated in 2005 from Crown Point High School, but can you tell us a little bit about your background as a chef, where you went to school?
Yeah, no, I did not attend any culinary school. My mother, growing up, was a pastry chef, so I learned a lot through there. Kind of got into cooking almost accidentally. I had taken a home ec class at Crown Point, and they did a culinary college credit course as well. And the culinary class that I was not in was going up to Charlie Trotter's every week. While he was alive, Charlie Trotter opened up his kitchen to a different school, and they would bring home ec classes, culinary classes, stuff like that in for a free 18-course meal on the house there. You could experience one of the higher upper echelons of fine dining. And so the culinary class was going there, and our home ec class was doing a cake decorating competition. And I had a great idea, and I said, I'm going to make a wedding cake. And everyone else in class was, making Mickey Mouses and Donald Ducks and little star
anything
cakes.
Star tip cakes and the panda bears and all that stuff.
I made a three-tiered wedding cake with fresh flowers, and I lost. I lost brutally, and But it caught the attention of the culinary teacher, and she said, hey, we have an opening. One of our students is sick. Would you like to go with us to Charlie Trotter's? And I toured the kitchen through there, and it was just – that was history.
Whoa.
Did you meet Charlie?
No, he wasn't there that day.
I've been there one time, and you were talking about flowers that you use in cooking, and he used to have like lavender roasted chickens. I remember that clearly. What kind of flowers do you use in your cooking?
So we don't use a lot of flowers in our cooking. We use it for primarily garnishes, or if Chef Jorge is putting on one of his wine dinners, which are, now that we're going to slow down a little bit out of the summer, they'll be running pretty much every other month or every month. We do different whiskey dinners, beer dinners, wine dinners. A lot of the flowers will be used as garnishes, edible orchids and stuff like that.
Okay. 769-9577.
And we got Beth on the phone. She's got another question.
Oh, Beth has another question for you. What is that, Beth?
Hi there.
Hi.
The other question I have is my daughter's getting married a year
from now.
There you go.
And now I'm interested with the hotel being built. And actually, I didn't know they had a banquet hall.
Yeah.
How many seats does the banquet hall hold?
For a wedding, we can do about 180 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have certain menus and...
We do. We have a whole wedding packet. I'd be happy to send you out some information.
That'd be awesome. They have my address. It'd be awesome to get that.
Yeah, I'll be sure to get it from them and we'll send you a packet, a wedding packet.
Now, when is the wedding for?
It's August 2020.
Oh, okay.
But most
of
the people are coming from Michigan.
Okay.
So... By then, the hotel will be there.
The hotel's going to be great. We actually have a bridal suite in the silo. It's got makeup stations, place to hang the dress, photo opportunities. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, yeah, because she's coming in a few weeks, so maybe we'll go down there and check it out too.
Absolutely, just go
anytime.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. We do like to work on appointments, so we know you're coming, and so someone's available to meet with you. But yeah, we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you about it.
Okay,
Beth. So what I'm going to do, Beth, is I'm going to give Deanne your address, and she's going to mail you out something. Plus, you're going to get some coupons.
Thank you.
Now, do you guys do online stuff like mail outs? Like, can you buy cheese over in the mail? Things like that. Do you do anything?
Yeah, we have a mail order website on our website where you can order cheese. Mostly cheese, gift boxes of cheese and chocolates.
So you do holiday items?
We do a ton of holiday items.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what's the website for that?
You'd go to the Fair Oaks website. It's fofarms.com.
Now, do you guys do any kind of like farmer markets, anything like that?
No, not currently.
I mean, you're a busy place, I know. I mean, but you stretch out to do anything like that?
No, we used to have a market over there as well in the building that now houses our admissions building. And, you know, as we continue to grow and some of the produce that we grew this year was in such abundance that, you know, we kind of had the idea of...
Was this a good year for produce?
Oh, it was incredible. The warm weather, a couple of those rainy days that we had, I've never seen such a bountiful garden. And I don't know if it was the weather. I probably more attribute it to the talents of our farmer, Matt, but it is...
You got plenty of fertilizer around there.
Yeah, incredible.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We're down to our last 5-7 minutes here. Give us a call. Get a chance to get a gift card from Fair Oaks Farms or Chef Nick's Eatery. And thanks for tuning in here on 89.1 FM.
I'm curious about, I know it's been a thing for a long time, but there seems to be like so much more interest these days on where your food comes from. People are really interested in that. Why do you think that's the case?
You know, one of the facts that you can get from our crop adventure is that out of all the billions of people in the world, there is less than 1% of those billions that is involved in the food chain, that is involved in agriculture. And that less than 1% feeds the entire world. So such a small group of people, you know, and it's that was an interesting fact that I found coming on there, too, was the amount of jobs that are open in ag. It's one of the primarily understaffed industries, you know, and they're the job openings. And you think, oh, what is it, just farming and this and that? But no, there's seed companies, there's grain mills, there's marketing and advertising and trying to figure out how do you feed a growing population. You know, by 2050, the estimates that there will be 9 billion people in the world. How do you feed 9 billion people?
Now, you work a lot with Purdue?
Not necessarily directly. I don't know if our different farmers do like that, but Purdue is – on site frequently, we run different banquets and events for them.
Okay, because when I went down to Purdue, they did have like an animal science class, and they were dabbling. You know, they seemed to be ahead of the game on all that agricultural stuff. They're a big agricultural school.
It is, yeah. It's a great program that they have down there.
They probably come down and visit you guys, kind of observe things. They probably have students come down too.
Yeah, we were trying to set up an intern program, especially on the hospitality side, mm-hmm. you know, to try and get some of those.
That's where I went to school for.
Yeah, you know, some of those interns in there over the summer. And then you know, I know that the ag program down there at Purdue is world renowned. So I would imagine that they're somewhere, you know, working with the different entities that we have on the farm.
So let's talk booze. So you guys offer alcohol. I didn't realize that. And only at the restaurant?
Yes, our dairy Katessen does sell some. They'll sell some local wine and beer as well during our state regulated hours.
So you deal with local wineries and local beer. What do you want to call them? Microbreweries?
Yeah, in addition to, you know, your normal domestics that you're going to have like that, but
it's not a bar like you go there and get a martini or anything like that. It's pretty much beer and wine.
No, we have full service bar. No,
yeah. Oh, really?
We have live entertainment in the bar on Thursday nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about disco?
No disco.
I see. I'm stating my age, ain't I? what's in the future for Fair Oaks Farms? Other than we talked about the new hotel. We know we got a great restaurant. We got all the cows, the pigs going on. What's over in the horizon that's going to be new, that's going to be a whole different category, I guess I want to say?
So, well, as we already mentioned, the apple orchard several times, but it will be
open
to the public for picking in 2019, so next fall. We are also talking about chickens. There are chickens coming probably the end of 2019. We'll have a full adventure out to the chickens as well. We also are opening a robotics dairy farm.
What's that mean? What's a robotics
dairy farm? We'll milk cows robotically.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So that'll also be an opportunity for an adventure that people will be able to go out and see. It's actually on the same land as our dairy farm right now. So they'll work that in.
Sounds like you guys got a lot going on. That's great. And you're probably hiring all the time then.
We have a lot going on, and we always need help.
You know what? I'm in the same boat as you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm a little guy, and I'm just looking for one or two guys.
It's a great place to work.
I can imagine what it's like for you guys. So the owner's pretty involved, pretty progressive?
Oh, yes.
Very involved?
Yeah, very involved, very hands-on. Out of anywhere I've worked, it's weird, but in a good way, you know, mm-hmm. To know that you have that kind of support literally like in your back door, you know, mm-hmm. it's amazing.
So you guys think you'll be doing eggs too, chicken eggs and all that, or just growing chickens for chicken breast?
Eggs primarily, I would imagine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's primarily for the eggs, yeah.
For the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be open for breakfast probably. Be making some quiches?
Time will tell.
The hotel will offer the complimentary continental breakfast in the morning that hotels offer. So, that's still up for discussion.
Well, this was a fast hour. I want to thank everyone for calling in. And Deanne, just go ahead and give us a little summary and tell us something before you leave about what you want to tell us.
Yeah, so just keep Fair Oaks Farms and the Farmhouse Restaurant in mind anytime you're looking to have a meeting, an outing, a wedding.
You guys have tour buses?
Just the buses that go out to our tours.
Okay.
Yeah. But, we're excellent food, great place to be, family. You know, we'd love to have you out.
Yeah. Chris, how about you? Got anything to say before we take off here?
Yeah, come on out. You know, it's a unique restaurant unlike any in the area. Really kind of get in touch with your food and see where a lot of it comes from. If you're not taking some of the adventures, come on down to the restaurant and try some of our food. Our culinary team would love to have you and love to try and wow you.
And the one thing that you brought in that I loved was the pork belly.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, tell us about the pork belly.
So that is our bacon sampler. It is the bellies from our hogs. We send them downstate to be cured and smoked. They come back to us. And we will season them three different ways, black pepper, Cajun, and barbecue. And then we'll cut them on a slicer, sear them up on a flat top, serve them with apple chutney that's house-made from our apples in our orchard, and a little bit of a cowboy whole grain mustard.
I saw that. It looked really good. And it really tasted good. Wasn't it good, Sharon?
It was amazing. It was so good.
I want to thank Fair Oaks Farms. I want to thank Deanne. I want to thank Executive Chef Chris Adams for joining us here on Let's Eat. I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in, calling in. I want to thank you for joining us on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And I want to wish everyone a great weekend. Ciao.